Self-esteem is not feeling good about doing bad. Self-esteem comes from real achievement, real courage, and real sweat.
Elizabeth Elliot says, "I believe there is such a thing as self-esteem and self-image, but I do not think that it is something that you and I ought to be paying much attention to. Life is too short for that, as far as I'm concerned." She says, "I would much rather use the energy and the time that I have and direct it towards knowing God, worshiping God, loving God, finding out who He is, and daily praying that He will make me much more like Himself." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again this week about going back to school. Last week, I read to you from a book called From the Plow to the Pulpit, a spiritual autobiography of Tommy F. Harper. And I read you the story of how, when he was only 8 years old, he was given a very tough and responsible job to do, busting up middles. That means plowing ahead of the men who come along with the plows to plow the furrows. And this boy at 8 struggled for 3 days with a huge, old, broken-down 1,200-pound mule. And then when his father finally gave him a younger, more fast-stepping mule, the boy was able to keep up with the plowman behind him. That boy became a man on that day that he took that responsibility. I made the statement that I think sometimes children can't do what adults think they can't do. And by that, I simply mean that when parents think they can't do it, then, of course, the children think they can't do it. And when parents expect them to take responsibility, then, amazingly, children will live up to the challenge. And this does help to build that thing we're all so terribly concerned about these days, self-esteem. Self-esteem is not feeling good about doing bad. Self-esteem comes from real achievement, real courage, and real sweat. Now, last week I reminded you that when you go to school, God goes with you. And when I say that God goes with you, I mean that a Christian child has Jesus in his heart. Christ lives in us. And so he's always there. He can listen to your prayer if it's prayed absolutely silently while you're sitting there in your desk. You don't even have to be moving your lips. He can listen to your prayer on the playground or in the halls, in the gym, in the locker room. And I'm sure that God does not expect Christian school kids always to be preaching or giving out Bible verses. The witness of a true Christian student will be in obedience to the teacher, in the faithful carrying out of assignments, on time. It will be in honesty, no cheating, no plagiarizing, that means copying out of somebody else's book or off somebody else's paper. It means perseverance, sticking to the job, even if you're as discouraged as my granddaughter Christiana was when she cried and howled and moaned and said she could not learn math. Perseverance. It will come. It takes time. And a Christian witness is trustworthy. Can the teacher count on you? Are you the sort that the teacher can call on to do a job, a special job that needs to be done in the classroom, and know that it will be done? Well, I remember one day our teacher left the room. Now, that happens, doesn't it? Every once in a while, the teacher leaves the room. And sometimes she puts somebody in charge. I don't think that on this particular occasion, the teacher had assigned anyone to be in charge. And somehow, the minute the teacher left the room, somebody began to pound on his desk in rhythm. Well, guess what? Pretty soon, everybody in the whole room was pounding on their desks, making drum sounds. Well, it didn't take the teacher very long to come back into the room. You can imagine the expression on her face. It was pretty stern. And of course, the minute the door opened, there wasn't a soul pounding on his desk. What do you think the teacher said? Who was pounding on his desk? And there was only one hand in the whole class. Now, I have to admit that it was mine. I was reared in a Christian home. And one of the things our parents taught us without any ifs, ands, or buts was honesty. You never must tell a lie. And I knew that if I did not raise my hand, even though I wouldn't be saying a word, it would be the same as telling a lie, because not raising my hand meant I didn't do it, but I had done it. Now, that was very humiliating, because I was the only person in the whole class that the teacher could scold, because I was the only one that she was sure had done it. She had no way of knowing if everybody had been pounding on the desks or if it had been only a few. Practice praying about everything that's hard for you. Just saying a short little prayer, Lord, help me with this problem. Lord, help me with this spelling test. Lord, help me to remember the names of these rivers in this geography test. Lord, help me to learn how to play this game. Help me to be unselfish. Help me at lunch period to know who to eat my lunch with or how to share. I read you that story about Tommy Harper and the mule, and there are all sorts of wonderful stories in there about his life growing up on a farm in Georgia. And he tells about when he went to school, he was very embarrassed because there were two kinds of kids in that school. There were the country kids and the town kids. And Tommy was a country kid. And he had no idea that the kinds of things that they ate for lunch were very strange to the town kids. And so on the first day of school, he took his lunch along in a bucket, just like everybody else that came from the country. And lo and behold, when he got to the schoolyard, he saw that half the kids had their lunch in a bucket, and the other half had their lunch in a little tin box with a picture on the cover. Well, that was pretty embarrassing to think. The country kids had their lunch in a bucket, and you can be sure that the town kids made a big thing out of that. Look at that! Look at this guy with his lunch in a bucket. Imagine bringing your lunch to school in a bucket. Well, that wasn't the worst thing. When lunch period came along, Tommy took out his lunch, like the rest of the country kids. And guess what it was? Biscuits and syrup and side meat. Now, that sounds to me like a pretty good lunch. Side meat is salt pork, I think. I hope I'm right about that, but it's some kind of pork. Biscuits and syrup and side meat and baked sweet potatoes in the wintertime. I think that's a wonderful lunch, a whole lot more nourishing and better than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Although there's nothing wrong with peanut butter, that's a good nourishing thing, but there certainly isn't anything wrong with biscuits and syrup and side meat and baked sweet potatoes. But guess what the town kids had? They had white bread sandwiches. White bread sandwiches. And they made fun of the country kids. Now, I don't know whether the country kids had the courage to make fun of the town kids or not. I think they sort of felt inferior to begin with. But there were all kinds of things that Tommy was embarrassed about. Tommy had buttons on the straps of his overalls. And so they named him Mama Made. He wears overalls that Mama made because their overalls had metal fasteners. And so Tommy found out something else that made him embarrassed. He didn't know that some people had metal fasteners and you had to be rich to have those. His mama put buttons on his. Well, when they called him Mama Made, that made him so mad that he became a fighter. He fought in school. He fought at recess. He fought at dinner time. Dinner was lunchtime. He fought on the bus. He got whipped 3 or 4 times a week. Back in those days, teachers were allowed to whip students, and I think they kept better order in the classroom. And one day, when he was coming home from school, he saw that the teacher was at the house. He was scared to death. She was talking to Mama. He was afraid to go in. Surely she was telling Mama about him being a fighter, fighting in school, in recess, at dinner time, and on the bus, and all those whippings that she had to give him. Well, he found out that the teacher had come to his house to talk to his mother about giving her a fruitcake for Christmas. There was something sympathetic about that teacher. She knew that here was a lonely boy, a poor boy compared to some of the others. She understood, and she wanted to make them a fruitcake for Christmas. So Tommy Harper found out that the teacher was on his side. What about your own feelings? Do you feel as if the teacher's against you? Is there somebody else in your class that maybe is a little poorer than you are, who doesn't have exactly the right kind of shoes, who maybe has funny clothes or a funny hairdo, or doesn't know exactly what to do at lunch period? Maybe that person is more scared than you are. Maybe he or she has a harder time with the subject than you do, or is always left out of the games. Somebody who eats lunch alone. I remember a girl in my class who came from the poorest family in the class. I think there was a member of her family in every grade in the school. She came from a large family. The house was way out in the middle of a cornfield, and we all knew that Ella was poor. She always ate her lunch alone. Well, I finally became a friend of Ella's. I really don't know whether it was because I decided to be her friend or whether she decided to be my friend. I was very shy myself, and so it's very possible that I didn't reach out to Ella, but maybe Ella reached out to me. But anyway, we two lonely girls found each other and ate lunch together. It says in the Bible, Jesus died for us, that we might not live for ourselves. And so I hope that when you go to school, you will remember that God goes with you, that faithfulness means honesty, perseverance, trustworthiness, responsibility, and make sure you look for somebody else who needs a friend. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.